Institute for Biblical and Scientific Studies. I'm glad you joined us today, and my topic for today is Bible and science. How they work together, or maybe they don't work together. I think one of the key passages in the Bible concerning inspiration is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. Now I would like to read that to you. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Verse 17, "that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." It says Scripture is inspired by God, and it's profitable for instruction in righteousness, reproof, correction, doctrine. Now, notice what it does not say. It does not say that it's good for instruction in science, that we should use it for instruction in geology, chemistry, biology. No, it says it's for instruction in righteousness. The Bible was not meant to be a science book. The Bible is a spiritual book about spiritual things for instruction in righteousness, that you may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if we can understand this verse, I think it'll clear up the matter about Bible and science. The Bible is not a science book. It was not meant to be a science book. It does not claim to be a science book. So we should not use it as a science book. We should not look to try to find scientific phrases in there, because there are not any scientific phrases. When I was working on my thesis, I wanted to check some of these so-called scientific phrases that some people claim there were in the Bible. And so I picked a number of phrases to look at in close detail. One of them was the circle of the earth. This sounds like an amazing scientific discovery way ahead of its time. But let's look at this more closely and the details about the circle of the earth. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22 says, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretch out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." This is Hebrew poetry here. Notice it says circle, not sphere. It's the Hebrew word chub. The phrases have parallel meanings. Notice the next phrases. "That stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." Now, a vault or dome is similar to a tent. They envision the heavens like a big tent. Curtain here is like a thin veil that they use to cover over the courtyard in their house. This may be referring to the daytime and then the tent, the black tents they had at night. This shows us that they did not think the earth was a sphere, but rather as a vault like a tent. And I think this illustrates a problem that especially young earth creationists try to read back into the Bible the scientific meaning into ancient pre-scientific words, like the circle of the earth. If we understand what the ancient Hebrews understood about this phrase and other phrases, we would see there are no modern scientific phrases in the Bible. They're just common language and terms that the ancient Hebrews used back then. They were not modern scientific phrases. Now, the old earthers, old earth creationists, are also guilty of pouring modern scientific meaning back into Genesis 1 and making ages of time and all sorts of other scientific things in Genesis 1 that aren't there, that the ancient Hebrews would have never understood. So I think we have to come back once again to 2 Timothy 2:16, that all scripture is given by God, inspired by God, for instruction in righteousness, for spiritual instruction, not for instruction in science. And if I think we keep this clear, we won't run into the many problems we do with Bible and science. I hope this clears things up for you. You can go to other parts of our website to get more information. Thank you.